I have been studying the Bible since I was 16 years old. Let's just say I'm over 60. How's that? we'll leave it at that. I've spent a lifetime studying. And Jonathan and Julie, I can't tell you how much I still don't know. It's a continuous learning experience for me specifically.
I get a lot of people that come up to me and say, you know, I don't understand the Bible. And I'll ask them, well, how long have you been trying to understand the Bible? You know, and it turns out that they don't really put a lot of effort into it. If I want to be a brain surgeon, I don't read one book on the brain and think, oh, I can be a brain surgeon. It's so much more magnified than something like that.
Yeah, but if you write a book with pictures, you'd be great, right?
See, the pictures would be helpful.
Yeah, but the point is, it's a big deal. It's something very big. So, Jonathan, where are we here?
Well, let's get back to our original three questions. One, what do the words really mean? And two, what is the chronological timing of the verses I'm reading in relation to the question I am asking? And now, question three, am I reading symbolic language or literal language?
That's a big, big deal. Is it symbolic language or is it literal language? To set some groundwork for that, let's look at 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20.
Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation.
Now, we know the Bible can't be taken literally because it would make parts of the Bible preposterous. So in Daniel 2, for example, we're told about Nebuchadnezzar's dream of a statue where each material used was symbolic for a particular governmental empire. Jesus himself used parables and sometimes explained what the meaning behind the symbols and metaphors that he used. And the book of Revelation, we know, is loaded with symbols.
So there's a lot of symbology here. What do we do with it all? Well, as students of the Bible, we need to let the Bible interpret itself. We need to let the Bible show us what it's telling us rather than us guessing or deducing or trying to put our thoughts into what we think it is or taking tradition and applying it. So how do we do that? Well, let's look at some verses that have a lot of symbols in them that might be difficult.
Let's continue with Christian Questions Highlights.
Why are you silent when the wicked swallow up those more righteous than they? Habakkuk was brave enough to put it all before the Lord.
So in other words, he's saying, aren't you the creator of all? Aren't you bigger than all this evil? How can you sit back and allow this? As Christians, our vision can't be distracted by the circumstances of the world because we have to realize that God's plan needs to unfold and our politics or our social activities won't change the eventual outcome.
You see that Habakkuk was in the same place that a lot of us are today. We're confused.
Right.
We look around and we get overwhelmed by the circumstances. And you got to understand, there's nothing rhetorical the way Habakkuk is asking these questions. He's seeking an answer. He wants to know why. Three things: faith, hope, and trust. He knew God was bigger and is bigger than all and any of this strife. He knew it, and he's insisting on finding and understanding.